Now we're going to go back to the story of Egypt, where two Al-Azhar University students have been killed. We're going to speak to our correspondent, Karim Gamaleddin, who's now joining us via Skype, I understand, from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Now, Karim, it seems that the army is trying to make an example of those people who are trying to break the protest ban law, so to speak. Wouldn't you agree?
Indeed, Kenneth, hefty fines and harsh jail sentences. This is what we're seeing from the Egyptian judiciary, the post-coup Egyptian judiciary, and even sentencing to prison those who have been supporting the June 30th protest and have even signed the tomorrow petitions against Egypt's president Mohamed Morsi, and now they are themselves behind bars, as some people say. This is, it shows the open face, the brutal face of the coup orchestrators and the military installed government. And even some Kenneth are raising question marks about why was the Egyptian prosecution and judiciary silent during Mohamed Morsi's 1 year tenure, when thugs or unknown people tried brought bulldozers and were trying to torch the Al-Ittihadiyya presidential palace, and no one was jailed or questioned for that. And now students protesting outside Al-Azhar headquarters receiving 11 years in jail. This is a question mark that are being raised to the Egyptian judiciary, and also many are denouncing the remnants or the Falun, the remnants of the Egyptian judiciary or the remnants of the Mubarak regime that are still in the Egyptian judiciary. And many believe, Kenneth, that justice is difficult to be attained, as the remnants of the ousted Mubarak regime are holding key judicial positions, as well as also high positions in the Egyptian security apparatus.
Okay, our correspondent Karim Gamaleddin, they're reporting from Cairo via Skype. Karim, thank you for updating us on the situation there.